Shalom Aleichem, everybody. In the last Aliyah in Parshas Pekudei, in the last Aliyah of all of Sefer Shmos, we hear about how Moshe erects the Mishkan. And at every stage of the erecting of the Mishkan, the Torah says that Moshe did this, Ka'asher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. For example, Moshe brought the Aron into the Mishkan, and how did he do it? Ka'asher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. Moshe placed the Shulchan in the Mishkan, and he placed the Lechem Apanim on the Shulchan, Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. He placed the menorah in the Mishkan, Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. He placed the gold Mizbeach in the Mishkan, Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe, again and again, etc., etc. It's true about every step of Moshe's setting up the Mishkan, except for one step. The very last step, the very last stage of the Mishkan, setting up the outer walls surrounding the Mishkan, was also done by Moshe, but we do not hear that it was performed Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. In Perek Mem Pasuk Lamed Gimel, Vayakam Es HaChatzer Saviv La Mishkan Vela Mizbeach Vayiten Es Masach Shar HaChatzer, and that's it. No Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. And the obvious question is why? When it comes to every other stage of erecting of the Mishkan, we hear that the stage was done Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe, but not with regard to the outer walls. Why is that? A beautiful explanation is offered by Rav Shimon Schwab, who died in 1995. It's asked in his Sefer on the Chumash, Ma'ayan Beis HaShoeva. And again, he says the following beautiful idea. Back in Parshas Truma, we heard that Bnei Israel had to give donations to the Mishkan in a very specific way. In Sefer Shmos, Perek Chafei Pasuk Beis, V'ikhu Li Truma, says Hashem. And in Perek Chafhei Pasuk Ches, we hear Vasu Li Mikdash. Bring Truma for me, says Hashem. Make a Mikdash for me, says Hashem. It had to be done Li. For me, says Hashem. And Rashi, Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, says that the donations to the Mishkan and the building of the Mishkan had to be Lishma. They had to be done with pure intentions and only for the sake of Hashem. We don't donate to the Mishkan or build the Mishkan for our personal glory, chas v'shalom, for our personal kavod. We don't do it for any ulterior motives, only lishma. And normally in the Torah we say, mitoch shelo lishma balishma. Normally we say that if we must, if we're on that level, we can do holy things for ulterior motive. That's all right. Eventually we will come around and see the beauty and the kedusha of that mitzvah. That's usually what we say, mitoch shelo lishma balishma. But not when it comes to the building of the Mishkan. The building of the Mishkan had to be, from start to finish, completely lishma. V'yasu li mikdash li lishmi. And that's why it says in our parsha, when the Mishkan is finally built, the Torah says again and again and again that it was built Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. It was completely performed in a holy lishma way, with pure intentions and for untainted, holy, godly purposes. However, says Rav Shimon Schwab, when it came to the building of the outer walls of the Mishkan, things are different. Those walls surround the Mishkan. They will create the outer courtyard, the chatzir, where the whole nation will gather. All sorts of people on all levels and from every community and from every shevet. All kinds of people will gather in the chatzir. And if that's the case, we can no longer set the bar so high that people would be excluded, God forbid, from coming to the Mishkan. Not every person serves Hashem with complete selfless dedication, with no ulterior motives. At least for now, that's the case. Many people do serve Hashem in a mitoch shelo lishma balishma sort of way. And those people, that's most of us. And those people can never, chas v'shalom, be excluded. And they can never feel excluded from the Mishkan. We have to feel achdus when it comes to people approaching HaKadosh Baruch Hu and approaching the Mishkan. Yes, the building of the Mishkan must be lishma. Yes, the construction of each kli of the Mishkan must be done lishma, kasher tziva Hashem Es Moshe. And yes, we must strive to get to the level of serving Hashem completely lishma. But not all of us, in fact, probably most of us, are not there yet. But let not one single Jew feel excluded, chas v'shalom, from coming to serve Hashem. What a powerful way to end Sefer Shmos. Have an amazing day, everyone!